Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Hey, we have a special event, kind of a unique event, for kids coming up at the Smallest Art Gallery in Ortonville. And here to tell us all about it and talk about a sewing class for kids is Diana R. Lee Schaefer. And Diana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, tell us what's going on. What's this about, this sewing class?
Well, the sewing class is a special sewing class. The title is Sue, like the name of a person, and then so-and-so. And it is after a book that was written by Asta Deli and Flavia Gog, who were sisters of the famous artist Wanda Gog. And Wanda Gog, if you recall Millions of Cats, was the author of that book. It came out in 1928. It has never been out of print, and it is written in at least 12 different languages and also in Braille.
Wow.
So these sisters of this artist wrote this book, and it's all about sewing Dolly doll clothes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was back in the day, but they're trying to revive it, or what's the deal there?
Well, this book is very basic. It starts out with hand sewing and then moving on to pattern making and then sewing the actual clothes for the doll.
Mm-hmm.
Many children have not ever held a needle in their hand, much less made a knot. So there's lots of new little skills. It's a really good fine motor skill development. And also there's the construct part of it where you have to see how it's going to be put together before you put it together. So they're using lots of skills that are very educational.
Mm-hmm. Now, your sister is part of this, too. Tell us a little bit about your sister.
Well, my sister did graduate from the Minneapolis College of Art and Design. It's also the same college that Wanda Gog went to. My sister, I should say, has worked through at numerous places in the United States, Emmy Gifford Children's Theater in Omaha. She was at the Harvard American Repertoire Theater out in Boston. She's did Boston Ballet, and she's worked up at the Middlebury School of English up in Vermont different times and has done freelance. But right now she's at Walt Disney's college that was developed for young aspiring artists in California, and it's called the California Institute of Arts.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. yeah, well, tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at the Smallest Art Gallery then, Diana.
Well, the individuals taking the class are to bring a doll. It is the only thing they need to bring. We are going to supply fabric, scissors, needles, pins. For the more advanced, we are going to have a couple sewing machines. Some kids have never even held an iron. We're going to learn to press and to iron stuff. There is going to be just a lot of activity with cutting out, making a pattern, those things that all go into development of a product.
Okay. So parents, grandparents, listen up. You can bring your children in, and there's different age groups for different classes, right, I think?
Well, we're pretty flexible.
Okay.
We do have age 6 and up in the morning class. It's from 9:30 to 11:30, and the afternoon class is 9 years and up, and that's one we're thinking more of using the sewing machines. Again, kids do like to also hand sew. Some of them don't care. They're a little scared of the sewing machine. Mm-hmm. But we'll work it all in, and it'll all happen.
Yeah, and there's no experience required for this, right?
No experience required. And the neat thing about this is if they take the class, they will have a product or two or three that they can either take to the county fair and show, or show grandma and grandpa or whoever it might be.
Now, would this be a kind of a perfect class for like Girl Scouts or 4-H?
Yeah, 4-H. I know it'd be a perfect opportunity for those kids that are in clothing or costume design or whatever. The Girl Scouts may offer a badge in sewing, and I know the Boy Scouts do too, a sewing badge. Mm-hmm. So, it's an opportunity for all different children.
All right. So all you have to do is supply your own doll, and you sew clothes for them that week, huh?
It could be a bear. It could be a stuffed animal.
Oh,
but
okay.
The dolls are the most common because it seems like the girls like the class probably more than boys. But we have had bears, so
okay.
That's possible too.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about this author, Wanda, in the book that she wrote.
Well, Wanda was born in New Ulm, Minnesota, back in the late 1800s, and her family was a very, very artsy family. And her father, Anton, did a lot of things around New Ulm just to feed his family. They were a poor family. There were seven children, and mother passes away, or first father passes away when he's very young. I think he was 49 years old. Mama passes away when she's 49 years old, and Wanda is the oldest, so she ends up taking care of her brothers and sisters. The interesting part about this is that we have restored the childhood home of the Gog family, and it is for touring. It's an interesting little venture to New Ulm. We have a gift shop. The house is unique, and it's a Queen Victorian house built in 1893, and it was on the edge of the prairie. Everywhere you look towards Sleepy Eye, it was all grass prairie land.
Mm-hmm.
And the house was modern for its time. It had indoor plumbing. It had, in a sense, it had water. There was a cistern pump in the house, so it had running water. It had central heating, and it also had electric lights were run, and I think they probably used some type of a generator or whatever.
Wow.
to run the one light in the room or whatever. But it was a very advanced house. I know that the house, there's a little cutout where they actually used brick for insulation inside the walls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's right in New Ulm?
It is right in New Ulm.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to go check that out.
Well, if you drive down Broadway, we have a statue, a sculpture, that is Wanda Gog sitting in front of the public library, and she is drawing or sketching a cat. The cat is part of the sculpture.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. How did she start sewing dolls, or?
Well, Wanda, all she wanted for Christmas was a pencil, because all she had was stubs. She drew and drew and drew. She even writes in some of her books that she actually had fits of drawing where she drew on everything. When she was a little girl, she would actually make cards, go down to the pharmacy, and actually sell them to people. She drew all her life, but the rest of the family was very artistic also. The baby of the family who kind of followed Wanda around, Flavia, did some watercolors and other mediums, and we have some of her art displayed in the house too. So, interestingly enough, the family was very poor, and we have no furniture from the family, but we do have their artwork.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Well, I tell you what, this is a great, unique class. Diana, tell us a little bit about how can people register, and what is there a cost to it, and when it is again?
Okay, it is going to be July 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's Monday through Thursday. The classes are 2 hours long each. They're 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning for the younger kids. The afternoon is 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And you can sign up with Kathleen Maryhart, and I can give that phone number. It's 320-226-8213.
Okay.
It will be offered at the smallest art gallery in Minnesota. It's
yeah.
Right on the main street of Ortonville, Minnesota.
Yep, it's a great place. I've been in there a few times, and Kathy's right. It's the smallest art gallery.
I heard it small. We may be on top of each other a little bit, but I think we'll make it all happen. And I think Kathleen has up now some of the products that are demonstration products of some of the clothing that Tanya has made for the doll, just to advertise the class.
Right. Yeah, and if you want more information, you can check out the website, thesmallestartgallery.com, or check out the Smallest Art Gallery on Facebook, and you'll see all the information there. Sewing's kind of a lost art, would you say? A lot of people sewed back in the day, and would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but it is an excellent an excellent way to stimulate the minds of young kids is sewing and actually construction and how do I get this to fit around the belly or whatever. You know, you have to make it bigger and all that planning that goes into it, and how am I going to, you know, put this together, yes.
All right, so all the supplies are provided. You just bring your doll, and there is a fee for that. And so you can just contact Kathy again, that number 320-226-8213. Diana, thank you very much.
Well, it was a pleasure. And if, you know, your listeners are interested, the Gog House is here in New Ulm, and it's open for tours. And you can call the Wanda Gog House, and they will set up special tours. But it is open on Saturdays and Sundays. And Saturday from 10 to 4, and Sundays, I believe it's 11 to 2. And it's at 226 North Washington Street.
All right, I'll check that out. Okay. I grew up in New Ulm, you know.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that.
Well, the first 13 years of my life, let's say that. So, yeah, it's a great community.
Come back and visit.
All right. Thanks, Diana.
Thank you very much.
Yep, that's Diana R. Lee Schaefer, talking about a sewing class for kids at the Smallest Art Gallery in Ortonville, Monday, July 9th through the 12th. Give Kathy Merrihart a call and register today.